This is Audible.
Recorded Books and RB Digital present Artificial Condition by Martha Wells, narrated by Kevin R. Free. Chapter 1. SEC units don't care about the news. Even after I hacked my governor module and got access to the feeds, I never paid much attention to it. Partly because downloading the entertainment media was less likely to trigger any alarms that might be set up on satellite and station networks. Political and economic news was carried on different levels, closer to the protected data exchanges. But mostly because the news was boring, and I didn't care what humans were doing to each other, as long as I didn't have to A. stop it, or B. clean up after it. But as I crossed the Transit Rings Mall, a recent news burst from station was in the air, bouncing from one public feed to another. I skimmed it, but most of my attention was on getting through the crowd while pretending to be an ordinary augmented human and not a terrifying murder bot. This involved not panicking when anybody accidentally made eye contact with me. Fortunately, the humans and augmented humans were too busy trying to get wherever they were going or searching the feed for directions and transport schedules. Three passenger transports had come through wormholes along with the bot-driven cargo transport I had hitched a ride on, and the big mall between the different embarkation zones was crowded. Besides the humans, there were bots of all different shapes and sizes, drones buzzing along above the crowd, and cargo moving on the overhead walkways. The security drones wouldn't be scanning for SEC units unless they were specifically instructed, and nothing had tried to ping me so far, which was a relief. I was off the company's inventory, but this was still the corporation rim, and I was still property. Though I was feeling pretty great about how well I was doing so far, considering this was only the second transit ring I had been through, SEC units were shipped to our contracts as cargo, and we never went through the parts of stations or transit rings that were meant for people. I'd had to leave my armor behind in the deployment center on station, but in the crowd I was almost as anonymous as if I was still wearing it. Yes, that is something I had to keep repeating to myself. I was wearing gray and black work clothes, the long sleeves of the t-shirt and jacket, the pants and boots covering all my inorganic parts, and I was carrying a knapsack. Among the varied and colorful clothes, hair, skin, and interfaces of the crowd, I didn't stand out. The data port in the back of my neck was visible, but the design was too close to the interfaces augmented humans often had implanted to draw any suspicion. Also, nobody thinks a murder bot is going to be walking along the transit mall like a person. Then in my skim of the news broadcast, I hit an image. It was me. I didn't stop in my tracks because I have a lot of practice in not physically reacting to things, no matter how much they shock or horrify me. I may have lost control of my expression for a second. I was used to always wearing a helmet and keeping it opaque whenever possible. I passed a big archway that led to several different food service counters and stopped near the opening to a small business district. Anyone who saw me would assume I was scanning their sites in the feed, looking for information. The image in the newsburst was of me standing in the lobby of the station hotel with Pin Lee and Rati. The focus was on Pin Lee, on her determined expression, the annoyed tilt of her eyebrows and her sharp business clothes. Rati and I, in gray Preservation Ox survey uniforms, were faded into the background. I was listed as "and bodyguard" in the image tags, which was a relief, but I was braced for the worst as I replayed the story. Huh. The station I had thought of as the station, the location of the company offices and the deployment center where I was usually stored, was actually called Port Free Commerce. I didn't know that. When I was there, I was mostly in a repair cubicle, a transport box, or in standby waiting for a contract. The news narrator mentioned in passing how Dr. Mensa had bought the SEC unit who saved her. That was clearly the heartwarming note to relieve the otherwise grim story with the high body count. But the journalists weren't used to seeing SEC units except in armor, or in a bloody pile of leftover pieces when things went wrong. They hadn't connected the idea of a purchased sec unit with what they assumed was the generic augmented human person going into the hotel with Pin Lee and Rati. That was good. The weird part was that some of our security recordings had been released. My vantage point, as I searched the Deltfall habitat and found the bodies. Views from Garothan's and Pinley's helmet cameras when they found Mensa and what was left of me after the explosion. I scanned through it quickly, making sure there weren't any good views of my human face. The rest of the story was about how the company and Deltfall, plus Preservation and three other non-corporate political entities who had had citizens in Deltfall's habitat, were ganging up on Graycris. There was also a multi-cornered solicitor fight going on, in which some of the entities who were allies in the investigation were fighting each other over financial responsibility, jurisdiction, and bond guarantees. I didn't know how humans could keep it all straight. There weren't many details about what had actually happened after Preservation Ox had managed to signal the company rescue transport, but it was enough to hope that anybody looking for the sec unit in question would assume I was with Mensa and the others. Mensa and the others, of course, knew different. Then I checked the timestamp and saw the newsburst was old, published the cycle after I had left the station. It must have come through a wormhole with one of the faster passenger transports. That meant the official news channels might have more recent info by now. Right. I told myself there was no way anybody on this transit ring would be looking for a rogue sec unit. From the info available in the public feed, there were no deployment centers here for any bond or security companies. My contracts had always been on isolated installations or uninhabited survey planets, and I thought that was pretty much the norm. Even the shows and serials on the entertainment feeds never showed sec units contracted to guard offices or cargo warehouses or shipwrights or any of the other businesses common to transit rings. And all the sec units in the media were always in armor, faceless and terrifying to humans. I merged with the crowd and started down the mall again. I had to be careful going anywhere I might be scanned for weapons, which was all the facilities for purchasing transport, including the little trams that circled the ring. I can hack a weapons scanner, but security protocols suggested that at the passenger facilities there would be a lot of them to deal with the crowds, and I could only do so many at once. Plus, I would have to hack the payment system, and that sounded like way more trouble than it was worth at the moment. It was a long walk to the part of the ring for the outgoing bot-driven transports, but it gave me time to tap the entertainment feed and download new media. On the way to this transit ring, alone on my empty cargo transport, I had had a chance to do a lot of thinking about why I had left Mensa, and what I wanted. I know, it was a surprise to me, too. But even I knew I couldn't spend the rest of my lifespan alone riding cargo transports and consuming media, as attractive as it sounded. I had a plan now, or I would have a plan once I got the answer to an important question. To get that answer, I needed to go somewhere, and there were two bot-driven transports leaving here in the next cycle that would take me there. The first was a cargo transport not unlike the one I had used to get here. It was leaving later and was a better option as I would have more time to get to it and talk it into letting me board. I could hack a transport if I tried, but I really preferred not to. Spending that much time with something that didn't want you there, or that you had hacked to make it think it wanted you there, just seemed creepy. Maps and schedules were available in the feed, tied to all the main navigation points along the ring, so I was able to find my way down to the cargo loading area, wait for the shift change, and cut through to the embarkation zone. I had to hack an ID screening system and some weapon scanning drones on the level above the zone, and then got pinged by a bot guarding the entrance to the commercial area. I didn't hurt it, just broke through its wall in the feed and deleted out of its memory any record of the encounter with me. I was designed to interface with company sec systems, to be basically an interactive component of one. The safeguards on this station weren't the company's proprietary tech, but it was close enough. Also, nobody is as paranoid as the company about protecting the data it collects and/or steals, so I was used to security systems that were a lot more robust than this. Once down on the access floor, I had to be extremely careful, as there was no reason for someone not working to be here. And while most of the work was being done by hauler bots, there were uniformed humans and augmented humans here, too. More than I had counted on. A lot of humans congregated near the lock for my prospective transport. I checked the feed for alerts and found there had been an accident involving a hauler. Various parties were sorting out the damage and who was to blame. I could have waited until they cleared out, but I wanted to get off this ring and get moving. And honestly, my image in the newsburst had rattled me, and I wanted to just sink into my media downloads for a while and pretend I didn't exist. To do that, I had to be secure on a locked automated transport ready to leave the ring. I checked the maps again for my second possibility. It was attached to a different dock, one marked for private, non-commercial traffic. If I moved fast, I could get there before it left. The schedule had it designated as a long-range research vessel. That sounded like something that would have a crew and probably passengers, but the attached info said it was bot-driven and currently tasked with a cargo run that would stop at the destination I wanted. I had done a historical search in the feed for its movements and found it was owned by a university based on a planet in this system, which rented it out for cargo trips in between assignments to help pay for its upkeep. The trip to my destination would take 21 cycles, and I was really looking forward to the isolation. Getting into the private docks from the commercial docks was easy. I got control of the security system long enough to tell it not to notice that I didn't have authorization and walked through behind a group of passengers and crew members. I found the research transport's dock and pinged it through the comm port. It pinged back almost immediately. All the info I had managed to pull off the feed said it was prepared for an automated run, but just to be sure, I sent a hail for attention from human crew. The answer came back a null. No one home. I pinged the transport again and gave it the same offer I had given the first transport. Hundreds of hours of media, serials, books, music, including some new shows I had just picked up on the way through the transit mall, in exchange for a ride. I told it I was a free bot, trying to get back to its human guardian. The free bot thing is deceptive. Bots are considered citizens in some non-corporate political entities like preservation, but they still have appointed human guardians. Constructs sometimes fall under the same category as bots, sometimes under the same category as deadly weapons. FYI, that is not a good category to be in. This is why I had been a free agent among humans for less than 7 cycles, including time spent alone on a cargo transport, and I already needed a vacation. There was a pause, then the research transport sent an acceptance and opened the lock for me.